This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Roughly 400 jobs will likely leave Aberdeen early next year. Officials with molded fiberglass companies say they're closing a wind blade manufacturing plant in the city. Those officials are blaming changes on market conditions and proposed revisions to federal tax policies on wind energy. Company leaders say the Aberdeen plant will stay open through January to fill existing orders. The 325,000-square-foot plant was built in 2007. U.S. Senator John Thune will serve on the committee charged with reconciling differences between tax bills approved by the House and Senate. Thune joins Congresswoman Kristi Noem on the panel. He says Republicans in the House and Senate are committed to passing tax legislation that will create jobs and reduce rates for middle-class families. Congressional Democrats say the bills favor the wealthy and large corporations, and the middle class will end up paying more federal taxes. You can listen to interviews with Senator Thune, U.S. House candidate Tim Bjorkman, and South Dakota Farm Bureau President Doug Somke at listen.stpb.org. Governor Dennis Dugard says he is in the process of filling the vacant seat of late Representative Craig Teason. It's the governor's duty to fill any seat left open by a legislator. Teason and Representative Dan Dryden, who passed away last year, shared the same legislative district. Dugard says there were many qualified candidates whose names he expects will come up again.
We went through a pretty thorough process of looking at those names, and I imagine many of those names would still be open to being appointed and capable of appointing. So we'll have to move quickly, but certainly it's not something we wanted to do before yesterday's funeral, but we'll get after it here fairly shortly.
The governor will appoint a member to represent District 34. Teason died during a kayaking incident while trying to save his brother-in-law in the Cook Islands. A winter weather advisory in effect for parts of the Black Hills until 11 p.m. Mountain Time. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Good evening.